They came out in force to protest the country's newest and most restrictive abortion law. Abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detectable at about 6 weeks of gestation are now illegal in Texas. That's before most women even know they're pregnant.
I don't think that, you know, old men should, like, politicians should be making the decision, like, the decision of what I can and can't do with my body. And I think everyone, like, every woman should have the right to decide when they want to have kids and how they want to have kids and how many.
The Texas law took effect in September.
The bill that I'm about to sign that ensures that the life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat will be saved from the ravages of abortion.
The law offers a financial reward to private citizens who successfully sue anyone who performs or enables an abortion in Texas. Doctors, nurses, even Uber drivers are at risk of civil penalties. Attorney Elizabeth Myers says she too could be sued for representing abortion clinics.
By the letter of the law, I am in violation of it, and the law is unconstitutional, so it's not really a law.
What's your message to those who might want to see you?
Bring it.
A few thousand people have gathered at the Texas State Capitol to protest the ban. They call it unconstitutional and resulting in women being forced to continue with unwanted pregnancies or having to travel to other states for abortions if they can afford it. But eventually, abortions may be banned in all states. That's the fear of marchers who also rallied Saturday in Washington and other major U.S. cities. They worry the country's Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark case that gave American women the right to an abortion in 1973. Julia Kirkland says she had an abortion years ago when doctors said her fetus had a fatal medical condition. That same procedure would be illegal in Texas today.
There's a very real risk that my uterus would have ruptured if I weren't allowed to have the abortion. And although my life might have been saved, I could never have had children after that.
She went on to become a mother of three by choice. She says she hopes other women will be able to decide for themselves as well. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Austin, Texas.
Well, Juana Brooks is a civil rights attorney. She says large demonstrations like these could change the course of abortion laws.
I do think it'll make a difference as far as the dialogue and as far as continuing to keep attention on the subject matter, of course, and for all of those who are passionate about it. But will it make a difference as to what the Supreme Court may ultimately do or the judge that is currently dealing with the lawsuit brought by the Justice Department? That's difficult to say. You know, ideally or typically, it shouldn't make a difference as far as in the court of public opinion, because, of course, judges are supposed to be neutral. However, as we saw from the Supreme Court last month, when they failed to, or rather they chose not to hear, you know, whether or not that they should interfere with the Texas law, and it was a 5-4 vote. And what we did see, though, is that they did leave a door open to the possibility that they may, in fact, entertain hearing from the Justice Department and making a ruling on this in the future. Again, on face value, theoretically, it shouldn't make a difference to judicial officers who are supposed to be neutral. But do I think the court of public opinion carries weight? Of course it does. And people have been extremely vocal and are very passionate about this issue.